just like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
A pipe and a very small amount of marijuana were seized in last Thursday's incident.
Where was it again?
Very small.
In California.
Well, yeah, kids' portions are always smaller than adult portions.
Listen to this dick.
Oh, what?
What? What? No, did people not pay attention? Shut up. Marie, ask your question again. Aren't kids' portions? So you say it again. I want you, people not to hear what he said. Go ahead.
We heard what he said.
No, he fucks children, and you guys just pretend like it's okay, and we're going to move on.
I just said.
No, he doesn't.
What's wrong with you?
Or does he?
He doesn't. He doesn't fuck anybody.
That's true.
It gets sadder and sadder.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. Today is March 19th.
It's going to be the best day of my life.
March 19th.
My life.
Hey guys, tomorrow's 420. You know what that means.
No, it's not. It's 320.
Well, yeah, it's
Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday month from now.
But.
High five?
No, Royce,
I'm
no.
going back no. to sleep.
Okay, anyway. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
We have the usual cast and crew. We have Dutch Van Wingerden.
Hi.
John Laser Santeri. John Paninasals. Sansari. Sean must be 20 feet away from school at all times. Worders.
What?
And Marie Lopez.
Not yet. Still not yet.
Okay,
though.
Not yet. Well, whatever.
Because I'm really lazy about going to
the
Social Security
Office. And, of course,
office.
We have late Ryan, which means he's not here and he's late.
Is he pregnant?
I thought he was dead, Ryan.
No, he is. Not talking to the mic, asshole.
What?
Yeah, asshole.
Don't tell me what
talking
to do.
Talking to his asshole.
Mike. So
he's not here.
Like I said, the number to call in is 954-573.
He's not dead.
He was not dead. Long story short.
Long story short.
I forgot
God.
That.
Oh man, that's great. That's a good. I forgot. God, that makes me happy when I forget a funny one like that. There's a lot.
Oh dear God.
What?
NASA study concludes when civilization will end, and it's not looking good.
When will it end?
Hold on, I just read the headline. I was worried.
Dear God, what is that thing?
Breaking news, Dutch. The world's going to end. Breaking news.
Wait. What story are you talking about, Marie?
Civilization was pretty great while it lasted, wasn't it?
Wait. Sid Meier's Civilization?
I entered into this article too fast with too much enthusiasm. Yeah. I don't know how much exposition they're actually going to get into.
Yeah. Ooh, you wait. You really shot your load early there, Marie.
Too bad. It's not going to be there much longer. Well, according to a new study sponsored by NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, we only have a few decades left before everything we know and hold dear collapses.
Just a few decades?
That's apparently, well, it's from NASA, so they
and
don't
they don't lie. They've been to the moon.
They have been to the moon.
Yeah. So what?
Don't start that.
What? The report?
No, don't start
it. Was
that.
In a soundstage,
don't,
I know.
Don't do it.
Go ahead.
The report written by applied mathematician.
That guy sounds like a riot at parties.
Well, his name is Safa Motshari.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what they call him? No, they call him Safa Motorboat Shari because he's always fucking motorboating the bitches. Am I right?
Hey,
nice. Motshari. That's like the color of like my car. Yeah, I want to get the Sapphire Motshari.
you get one.
Listen, Safa is from the National Socio-Environmental Synthesis Center.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
When?
Just before the show.
Who?
Remember that conversation we were having about the National Socio-Environmental Synthesis Center like 2 hours ago?
More like borophil.
Nailed it.
There we go.
Well, Safa, along with a team of natural...
I'm sorry, but Safa sounds like a Lion King character, like the Lion King 3.
Like Mufasa?
Simba, I am super jelly.
Safa sounds more like a reggaeton band.
You sound like a
Turn your send up, asshole.
Yeah, dickwad. Along with a team
of
natural...
It is like so loud.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that's better. A team of scientists, like the Justice League, explains that modern civilization is doomed!
Doomed, I tell you!
And there's not just one particular group to blame, but the entire fundamental structure and nature of our society.
So Dr. blacks.
Doom. Whoa.
No,
I'm doing that. Right.
John's okay. reading it between
now,
the
now
lines.
You're too loud, Ryan. Turn your sound down a little.
I was going to say.
And I'm too racist.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are five risk factors here.
Okay.
And why we're going to all die in like decades.
Okay.
Population, climate, weather, agriculture, and energy.
It makes sense.
It does. It makes absolute perfect. I wasn't paying
Why?
Attention.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
Why does it
What
make
are we
sense?
Talking about?
What she said.
St. Patty's Day?
No.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
No, that was Monday.
That was Monday.
Stop it.
Global warming.
Global boring.
Isn't there like a meteor supposed to hit like
Listen,
Earth next week or something on the 25th?
But
first
off,
it's pronounced Earth.
I don't know.
It is pronounced Earth. And they're forgetting the sixth risk factor, which is not having enough panini sauce.
Panini sauce?
In a sauce. We gotta turn the ship back around. Why? Oh, because we left my panini sauce somewhere.
John, there's a website panini for that sauce. For meteors and stuff that
for
I use.
For panini sauce?
No, for meteors that I use. When
I'm actually a meat eater, and I like panini sauce.
No, meteors. Wait,
I want to know what Sean's meteor website is.
Well, it's for everything. It's for it's spaceweather.com, right?
Spaceweather.com. Oh, really? Is that real?
It's real.
Oh, that sounds so boring. No wonder you don't have sex.
That sounds so boring.
Spaceweather.com?
Yeah, it's
you
fantastic.
Really frequent a website called spaceweather.com.
I do. It gives
that
you.
That is the only site nerdier than Movie Skim.
It gives you updates.
Hey,
on,
hey.
Or Cat Fancy Car Club.
Solar flares and sunspots and all kinds of.
Why do you do that?
Meteors.
Do you read that when you need to just remind yourself?
Wait, he's being serious right now.
No, he's being. I know he's being serious. It's not a joke.
I am at spaceweather.com right now, and their logo is a little guy in an astronaut suit holding a pink, purple umbrella above him.
Ryan, there's so much noise behind you.
Oh my God.
No, that's just the sound of spaceweather.com every time it loads.
Hello.
Why are you all angry?
What's up in space? Oh, bro. Okay, you ready to read some space weather news, guys?
Am I?
I hope everyone's really, really sleepy. On Thursday morning, March 20th at 2:06 a.m., main belt asteroid 163 Urgon will eclipse the bright star Rigolus over the New York. I'm so bored.
No way.
What the hell makes up this nonsense?
Yeah, this that sounds fake. Sounds fake.
No, it's all.
Hey, is that Mbop coming around again?
No, it's
Mbop.
Mbop Comet. No, it's not the same one.
No, it's by the Hanson brothers, right?
No.
Yes. She's right.
I am closing the space weather window. I am done reading about space weather.
So
you don't want to go to the USGS.gov.
No.
So what did Efren Ramirez say?
Efren Ramirez's report said that the societal collapses over the past 5,000 years have involved both the stretching of resources due to the strain placed on the ecological carrying capacity and the economic and the economic stratification of society into elites and masses. This elite population restricts the flow of resources accessible to the masses, accumulating a surplus for themselves that is high enough to strain natural resources. Eventually, this situation will inevitably result in the destruction of society.
Yep.
It really just sounds like a urinary tract infection.
But it sounds like an episode of Smallville.
This is so boring and forever taking.
It sounds like an episode of Smallville, but like towards the end when it got really just dumb. It's like, space weather and like meteors.
Oh, he's not in his right frame of mind.
No, it's no, because they ran out of
red kryptonite plus blue kryptonite.
And magenta kryptonite.
And then green kryptonite.
Equals Efren Ramirez.
Zac Efron Ramirez?
Yes.
If you go to spaceweather.com.
No, I already closed it.
No. And if you click on flybys, you can enter your zip code.
No, he says.
Your danger zone?
You could enter your zip code, and it'll tell you when all of these satellites and what they're called, when they'll be over you, their rise time, their max elevation, and their magnitude.
I'm bored, and it's it was so boring I couldn't even listen.
Sean, why?
Right, and remember, kids, when it comes to magnitudes, negative numbers are brighter than positive.
Everyone knows that. I mean, it's a fact. Shut up.
Listen,
I'm
going to
read you the names of the satellites that will be over my zip code.
Don't.
Is one of them POD?
Is one of them Dave Matthews satellite?
That was a good joke, John.
I was going to say, John, good one.
No, one of them is NAVID, N-A-V-I-D.
Sounds like a wrestler.
We have the XSS-11.
It's a good
porn site. We have the Lacrosse 5.
The Duke Lacrosse Team satellite.
Lacrosse 5 is from Duke University. What the hell? That's those guys that rape people.
We have a SkyMed 1, and we also have IDEFX and Arian 42B.
Okay.
IDEFX sounds like somebody playing at Ultra.
More like UDEFX.
It's really good.
Thanks.
Oh, and the Tangong 1.
These all sound like
I have plenty of Tang.
These all sound like jokes.
No, this is just as boring as this is. This is what Sean does on purpose by himself.
Sean, explain yourself.
Why do you go to this stuff?
Because I like stuff like that.
By stuff like that, he means men.
I like things that are.
Yes.
Explain yourself. You're on the radio. Come on. Why do you like it?
Because I'm intelligent and.
Oh! That means you're stupid, fag.
Well, us dumb people can't appreciate space.
What's space lock, Sean? Explain it to us, rubes.
Hold on.
Shut up.
I am smart. I mean, SMART.
I'm not implying anything or giving ideas to anybody. But there is a section called Submit Your Photos, and you're allowed to submit any photo you'd like. You can upload any photo you want to spaceweather.com.
Photo I'm uploading right now.
No, that Dutch, not that ball photo you sent me earlier. Do not upload.
Yep.
Do not up Dutch.
What do you think of these comments?
See, I clicked on my favorite tab, which is probably your guys' favorite tab, spaceweather.com.
It's not.
And I clicked on 3D Sun. So now I could either use 3D Sun or I could use 3D Sun Classic because, as all you guys know, they've updated the site.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to look at 3D Sun directly.
No, because you will go virtually blind.
But you can. That's the whole point of 3D Sun is so that you can look at it.
Oh, shut up!
Because it gives you displays of where the sunspots are. And the sunspots are actually interesting because they're electromagnetic fields that have very...
Shut the fuck up!
See?
I have a Florida story.
No. I heard about sunspots. Those things are affecting global warming. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Can we? Well,
I'm
that was a good movie, An Inconvenient Truth.
I'm looking at the they have like a science forum, right?
The science forum.
Listen. They have like different head. They have headlines.
They have different
headlines. Space headlines broken down by every year.
What, you mean Ryan? So you mean space lines? Because I think it's called space lines.
So I went to the furthest year they had, 1996, and I'm trying to see what they thought was breaking news in 1996.
Oh, breaking news!
Space. So, for example, October 16, 1996, Space Scientist Laboratory host Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Finally.
And also, and this one seems interesting, June 19, scientists counteract gravity on Earth. Apparently in 96, they were convinced that gravity is not on Earth.
Can we stop? Can we, guys?
And there's a picture of this machine they made that just looks like what you would make moonshine in to stop gravity, I guess. I don't know.
Do they have a website dedicated to buying your own time machine?
To be fair,
what was that fake clown you made up
stop.
That actually had a website?
Oh,
Mama the Clown.
Mama the Clown.
And her name was Mama Clown instead of Mama the Clown, and she was like in like the Clown Hall of Fame that's somewhere in like I don't know Missouri.
The Clown, Missouri.
Clown, Missouri.
Okay. And that Mama the Clown, that was from the Tony Kukoc Ford,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, with all the file footage that. Out of all the stuff, all the gems that we shot and recorded, that was the only thing that was able to surface because we kept on bugging Nate to give us it.
We have like 72 hours of stuff filmed in about 3 minutes worth of video to show.
I'm sorry, Marie, but...
Remember Panther and Panther?
What the fuck is this picture of kids on a computer and it says Goat Simulator?
There's nothing else to
what
it.
What is a goat simulator? Are you
what
simulating?
What the hell is a goat simulator?
No, look in the chat room.
We can only speculate. It was just a Twitter post that I saw somebody post.
What just happened?
Well, the goat simulator was, it's all the fun of a goat without the actual danger.
They are dangerous things.
I would eat your cans.
No, they pee everywhere. It's horrendous.
I would give anything to play the goat simulator.
Just ask Twitter user handle Agent Bizzle, because Agent Bizzle was the one who posted just a tweet says video games with
know.
A picture.
I don't think I don't know if I can take someone named Agent Bizzle seriously.
Agent Bizzle my nizzle.
He's, Mama the Clown.
This guy is at some video game convention, GDC. GDC?
And why are we simulating? CDC. Are you telling me that they believe there's a big enough market out there of people that want to know what it's like to be a goat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
To take
Hell
even
yeah.
more than 1 hour.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I found this because it was linked on spaceweather.com. They're one of their advertisers.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis, for posting the YouTube video of Goat Simulator first alpha gameplay.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
Wow.
Oh,
it's a goat just got hit by a car. That's all it is.
Hold on, I'm going to pull it up.
Well, I mean, that does look like what would happen if a goat were
hit by a
car.
Now there's a goat climbing upstairs.
Why are we simulating goat movements?
I like the dubstep music for the goat. Look at the goat climbing the stairs.
You guys are
the
not
second
more
time around, his head's
about
just dangling.
Okay, here
I
we
mean,
go.
I mean, it's incredible. It's much it's much It's much safer than playing
Shut
with
up,
a real
I'm
goat.
Watching goat get hit by a car. I got the video.
Oh wow, the second car hit, that goat flies.
Oh yeah, he does, because he got
is
hit by
it kind of like Quap?
Wow.
What's Quap?
Dude, the goat's still climbing.
You haven't
up
seen
the Quap?
You can. It's a game. It's a most impossible game to play, and you control the thighs and the legs of a track runner.
Oh yeah,
and
I've it seen, is the most, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's called Quap.
Pointless.
Is it harder
just
than
like
Flappy
the
Bird?
Of a goat.
Yes, it's harder than Flappy Bird.
Can I give Moles in the chat room credit for the quote? Goat Simulator equals the Susan Dean Experience. Thank you.
Okay, so you eat cans? I don't get it. What's the you throw cans at people? Why is a goat climbing a crane?
Why
is anybody
not
concerned? They way a goat can't climb.
Well, the goat can't operate the crane from the bottom of the crane. Maybe if you play the Goat Simulator
why
for a little bit, you know that.
To climb. That's what I'm trying to
say.
Does he have a fancy hat?
The thing that's amusing me is the graphics really aren't that spectacular in this goat simulator.
No, they're pretty good. It looks like a real goat.
Yeah.
I don't think they had the physics of the goat right, though.
See,
because he is climbing a ladder with just his front hooves and his back hooves are just like in the air and his head's dangling.
And
his head's
neck,
dangling
like,
and hitting each bar as it's climbing up really fast, by the way. It wouldn't get much traction with those hooves.
Okay, I am closing that.
Hooves.
Like that
hooves.
Was a toilet simulator?
No.
Why was there a toilet simulator? I'm going to go look that up later.
There's no toilet simulator.
Incognito window.
Yeah, there is. There's like a pee simulator. You got to like play like a drunk guy trying to get it in the bowl.
Guys.
So does Space Weather have a Twitter account?
Can I?
Enough with Space Weather!
I think so.
They're probably.
Oh, they do.
They're probably
enough
friends.
With the
it's at Space Weather on Twitter. Hold on. Let me see what they've tweeted.
Ryan, for the love of God, we're going 20 okay, minutes hold now on. Space Weather.
Let me tell you what they tweeted. Spacecraft reveal zebra stripes in Earth's inner radiation belt.
See?
What's an Earth?
Wait, zebras are affecting radiation? What?
I don't know. Apparently zebras affect the tide, like the moon.
Yeah. They knew it all along.
Somebody pull up Zebra Simulator.
I don't trust those mulatto horses. Never have, never will.
All right, guys.
So I don't know if you know this. It's incredibly dangerous, but Downtown Disney, the T-Rex restaurant, the giant fish tank exploded.
Oh, you mean,
in a T-Rex restaurant.
Yes, because the Earth is coming to an end because of what Mufasa said in The Lion King. No.
You mean Rainforest Cafe with dinosaurs?
Yes, Dinosaur Rainforest Cafe.
So their giant fish tank just broke?
It just broke.
For those of you who don't know what T-Rex...
And explain hilarious. What happened, I'm pretty sure Nemo got himself out of another sticky situation.
It broke so hard.
For those of you who don't know what T-Rex is, restaurant is, it's one of those theme
T-Rex
dinosaur.
Cafe.
It's, it's one of those theme restaurants where they have, you know...
T-Rex?
You sit down...
There's a Tyrannosaurus Rex in there. And there's a meteor shower every 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. It sounds so annoying.
It's a restaurant, and it's all dinosaur prehistoric theme. So the one room, like one giant part of the restaurant, it looks like Ice Age type thing. And there's Willy Mammoth. And then there's the other one with volcanoes. And though, just it's a thing for kids, essentially, although it's still $18 for a hot dog.
I don't know about you, but I ate there during my bachelorette party weekend. So
whoa.
Still trying to figure out who Willy Mammoth is.
Yeah, who the hell's Willy Mammoth?
It's like Joe Willy Namath. But,
It's a woolly mammoth, but his name is Willy. It's Willy Mammoth.
Okay, I was going to say. It's a cartoon
I'm working on. I don't know if I told you about
it. He's actually a quarterback for the New York Mastodons on the Flintstones.
What was the cartoon you were working on, Ryan?
Oh, the cartoon I'm working on is called Willy Mammoth. It's about a woolly mammoth whose name is Willy, and he just he's a hairdresser.
So a mammoth comes back to life, presumably, and it goes and has
a lot of ideas.
How would it cut people's hairs with hair without hands?
Oh, because here's the thing. His dad was a mammoth, but his mom was scissors. So his tusks are scissors. So it's like Edward Scissorhands meets...
That's
Willy
terrible!
Mammoth.
The
worst TV ideas I've ever heard.
So that's how Willy Mammoth cuts hair.
But it just stink.
But his last name is just spelled Mamhinth. So it's Mammoth. It's a play on words.
Marie, I just saw the picture you posted of the fish tank exploding. It's hilarious.
It looks like there was a giant crack that just went from top to bottom of the fish tank. And so there's just like this just sheet wave of water falling out of a giant fish tank.
It
and
is
everyone's
a
just
perfect. Scratch. It's like a samurai jumped down with a sword and then just a strike down.
Yeah, exactly.
This
from
this
top to the bottom.
Jellyfish room.
So where's Bill?
Bill who?
Where's Bill?
Bill who?
I have my Hattori Hanzo sword.
I got it. Kill Bill. We got you went really far. It didn't work.
John.
You interrupted. You interrupted my Willy Mammoth idea. The mammoth who's a hairdresser. So thanks, John. That's on you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Where's Bill?
Stop repeating it, John.
Sorry.
Or repeat it more.
The thing. Okay. No, you should keep repeating it. The problem is that they didn't hear it. If they heard it, it'd be funny.
See, because her name is Beatrix Kiddo, and they don't tell you that till the second movie.
Aren't they making another Kill Bill?
Yeah, it's Kill Bill Moore.
No, it's, Kill Bill
it's,
again.
No, it's Killed Bill. It's after Bill's dead.
All right.
It's Killed by Bills, and it's a social commentary.
Is that true? Because I would actually
about the
be
cost of healthcare.
Shut up!
I would actually
shut up! No,
No, Dutch, wait. Okay. I don't think you heard what Ryan's social commentary on healthcare is called. Ryan, what is it called?
It's called Killed by Bills.
Killed by Bills, and it's a social commentary.
Ah, I like you, Ryan. You're cool.
You're an asshole. Don't listen to that.
Sorry, Dutch, you were saying?
I was just talking about if Quentin Tarantino made another Kill Bill, I would lose a lot of respect for him. Like, don't dip into that well that many times.
Nah, I don't know. I think he will. He said he
always likes feet.
How much respect did you have for him?
A lot.
He's Quentin Tarantino.
He's never done anything for me, though, so I don't respect
personally?
Him. Yeah.
The only respect people do things personally for you.
Correct.
That's kind of fucked up.
Why?
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I can see why, but you know, me and Quinn is what I call.
You don't call him that.
No, why would you call him that?
We're in a lawnmower racing league, and it's
really?
A lot of fun.
What's the name of your team?
No, the Tarantino Destroyers.
Okay, that was great. Your improv was terrible.
Weeds and things.
Your improv was terrible.
No, you didn't hear it. You didn't hear it because he spells it Terra, like the land, because they cut it.
Tarantino. My team's called the Bluegrass Razors.
See, John's good at this.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He knows exactly how to do it.
Wait, well, what are we talking about? I promise I was listening. I just have no idea where Bluegrass Razors came
We're
from.
We're talking about the teams of our lawnmower leagues.
Apparently, Dutch is in a lawnmower league with Quentin Tarantino.
Are you sponsored by Peterbilt, too, or Cobalt?
I do it every other year. It's a bi-yearly thing.
Mine is the Bermuda Crabgrassers.
Okay, stop.
Why?
Can I move on to at least one of the pre-planned stories that I had?
Nope.
Our mascot's a crab.
Nope. Kill Bill 3 was canceled because Uma Thurman is tired of the role and Quentin wanted to move on, according to Maul in the chat room. Thank you.
Did you guys hear about the earthquake the other day?
The Girthquake, my porn movie about earthquakes?
No, the earthquake.
What about it?
The one in L.A.?
Yeah, there was
the
one
that just like woke people up and did nothing else.
That was it.
And Snake Plissken went to go save the president's daughter.
Why are you bringing this up, Sean?
No, because
it came up on spaceweather.com.
No. It's
no, because Courtney Love found the Malaysian Prime Minister airplane.
It comes up on my other favorite website,
and that is
the USGS.gov.
Earthquakesanonymous.com.
Why?
More like birthquakes.
It's called Shaky Planet.
No, it's the United States Geological Services website.
I didn't ask. No one asked
you. You were looking.
No,
at
I was looking at I,
like
at
you
at,
were curious about.
I'm sorry, you're confused. The look on my face is I can't believe you're still talking about this boring nonsense.
The look on my face is I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it. It's like totally different. It's spreadable. It's like yellowish. It's very obviously not butter.
It's like my panini sauce.
Oh, God. Okay.
Royce, didn't you have a Florida story 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
20 minutes ago?
If we could just have, you know, play the music for that.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right. Gainesville Police Department. Marie's alma mater.
G-Ville, what?
What did you do now?
Release a sketch of...
What Alachua County residents, or ALC, ALR, ACL.
What? ACLU.
She tore ACL. You remember one of our shows, Royce, I mean, years ago, way in the beginning, like we had mentioned, like somebody had mentioned Firehouse Subs. I think
John blew a guy.
No, I think that somebody that Marie went to college with had called into the show like a billion years ago, and he mentioned Firehouse Sub, and Marie goes, "Yep, UF," as if Firehouse Subs only existed there, as if they weren't a franchise all over the country.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, but I do remember that. You're an idiot, Marie.
Nope, it only happened there first because that's where I learned of them. Go ahead.
Gainesville Police Department released a sketch of chronic urinator.
What?
Oh, I'm
everyone's a chronic urinator. Yeah. I urinate several times a day every day. It's chronic.
Or he's urinating chronic.
Okay,
like
here's not a joke. This is a picture of the sketch artist drew of the chronic urinator. I'm not even kidding you. Look at it in the chat. Three more women
that,
have...
That looks like somebody decorated their thumb. Little thumb puppets.
What did Stick Stickley do? Three more women have reported being urinated on by a man near the University of Florida campus. He just pees on people.
Everything.
Why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
Everything on the right side of this drawing is cut off shortly. Everything on the left side of his face is dragged out a little bit.
Here's the problem. And nobody likes to draw anymore, so like they're doing sketches with flash animation.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Potato Heads.
In late February and early March, four incidents were reported, according to the Gainesville Police Department. Since media coverage of those crimes, three more women have reported being sprayed from behind by the culprit.
Dude,
wow. Why are you doing this?
So like, hot.
All of his features are not to size. The lips are just bigger than the eyes.
He looks like Bert from Bert and Ernie.
First of all, doing something creepy like this is normally a white guy thing. I'm surprised it's a brother that was doing this.
One victim helped police create a sketch of the urinator, according to the Gainesville Police Department Facebook post. The more recent incidents happened in the 100, 200 blocks, blah, 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 doesn't matter where, across the UF campus where the victims confronted the suspect. He exposed himself, and then he ran off.
Here's my dick. I'm gone.
Peace.
Excuse me, sir. Did you just pee on me?
Did you see my dick?
No.
All right.
Here's my
I'm
penis.
I'm pretty sure you just did. I can see your penis.
Here's my penis.
Oh, my God. The comments at the end of this blog post are so boring. And they're already comparing him to Zimmerman.
What? Okay, let me read the comments.
Really?
Not the
It's just one guy saying, please do not follow someone who urinates on people. He could be violent. Let the cops handle this. Don't play Zimmerman. I didn't know playing God. Zimmerman was a
That's
game.
That's a
Let
stretch.
Let it go, people.
What a stretch. Wow, that is a super stretch, though.
It's like a Stretch Armstrong stretch.
Well, the people in the comments got it all figured out.
Sure do.
No, they don't.
No, they do. They
no,
have.
No, they're all dumb as shit.
Yeah, because they don't read spaceweather.com.
That's right.
Sean, you're an
Shut
idiot.
Up, Sean.
Stop with space weather.
I didn't say anything. Marie did.
All right, moving down the coast, deputies say a man stole $287 worth of feminine hygiene products at a Naples Walmart.
Go on.
Feminine hygiene?
Feminine hygiene products.
Like Wait. Maxi pads?
Yeah.
Or like the air fresheners for your underwear?
Maybe. Oh, when you have like yeast?
I've
like
never met any girl
in your pants?
I've never met any girl who's actually used a maxi pad.
Maxi pad?
That's what he said.
Wait a minute. So you just date people that just bleed out through their underwear every?
No.
Wait, you've never met a girl who doesn't use a maxi pad?
No, they all use tampons. That's my point.
When they sleep.
That's not true. Girls use pads.
Most women.
I've never met one. Everyone I've met always uses tampons.
Things are becoming clearer and clearer. Listen, Dutch.
What, are they trying to impress you?
Dutch, understand something. From every woman I've dated, at least, they wear tampons when they're out and about, but when they go to sleep, they normally put a pad on, right?
Or
am I speaking out of turn?
You
I'm not
get
a woman.
Toxic shock syndrome if
right.
you sleep for
which is a great name for a band.
It really
yeah,
is.
I had always heard that. I always thought that girls slept with pads and not tampons
because
they don't want a tampon in for like 9 hours.
Joel, you just haven't looked. You just care so little you haven't noticed.
Maybe one of
I just kick him out of my house. I'm just like, ew, get that yucky, bloody thing away from me. And I push him out with a broom handle.
He makes sense there.
Maybe one of our woman listener can call in. The number's 954-573.
Listener.
954-573-2780. I'm just, because, Dutch, that's weird to me that you've never dated a chick who wears a pad, like, to at least sleep.
Here's the thing. Here we go.
Hold on a second. My Leah from Trust Us We're Hot is agreeing with Dutch. She's saying girls don't wear pads. They wear tampons.
Here's the thing. I've been in a bunch of different girls' bathrooms, and I've never seen boxes of pads. It's always been boxes of tampons.
Nah. Nope.
I mean, I never wear pads, so I mean, I mean.
Have you seen the ones that look like anal beads?
Listen, toxic shock syndrome is a real thing, and I am frightened of it.
See? You know, I know Royce already made the joke, but I still have to say toxic shock syndrome sounds like a band playing at Coachella.
Look.
They're right after Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
I was going to say that funnier the second time around. Yeah, no, it's good.
Hey, Dutch, hey. I want to tell you a hilarious joke. Ready?
Asbestos.
No. It's more hilariouser than that.
Nothing could be more hilariouser than that.
Ready? Two hipsters walk into a bar. One did it before it was cool. The other one did it to be ironic. Got it?
No.
Got it? Hold on. Let me tell you the other one that the fat girl who looks like a guy that works with me said. I was convinced that this thing was a man until I found that it wasn't a man. She also had another good hipster joke. She said, Why did the hipster burn their mouth, Dutch?
I don't know why.
Because he drank his coffee before it was cool. and then she ate a lot of food.
Shut
in
the fuck up.
That's funny. I'm funny.
Please move on, Royce.
No, that wasn't my joke. That's just the fat guy who's a woman with a boy haircut that works in my building.
It doesn't make it better. You repeated it.
Because I want you to have the joy that I have.
Want what you want.
Dude, this chick wears like a flannel shirt.
Hey.
And
hey.
Has like, she has this short hair and glasses, like this ginger and like these big puffy cheeks. And the whole time I just thought it was an ugly dude until, the thing is, I'm not even kidding. I just, we all thought it was a dude because she even puts on like the guy voice, you know? And like she wears like, you know, those belts that only 8-year-old boys wear where you could clip them at any point because it's just a bunch of like brown twine all crisscrossed together.
Yeah, those are really easy.
She wears
to take
one
off.
Of those.
God.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
How many hipsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
You wouldn't know. It's kind of an obscure number. How do you drown?
Are you reading hipster jokes? Stop it!
How do you drown a hipster?
How?
In the mainstream. Why did the hipster leave his Oceanside mansion?
Why?
It was too current. How much does a hipster weigh?
I'm getting angry.
How much does a hipster weigh?
How much?
An Instagram.
Oh, man, I'm going to blow this he-she's mind tomorrow.
How do you...
Wow, I just realized how clean that came out, and I have a feeling that would be used in the intro.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Write that down.
Take a picture, please.
Who was the first hipster? You probably never heard of him.
Hitler.
God, I wish.
What do you call a hipster?
He's turning this off.
What?
No. Some of them I can't. I mean, they wouldn't really come across. They're visual word humor. Like this one. What do you call a hipster with a speech impediment?
What?
Mumbler, but it's spelled like Tumblr. You see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting us out of this. This is going to go. No, you keep reading your jokes.
Why do hipsters love ice?
Why?
Because ice was water before it was cool.
That's really good. Really good. Marie, you should take this. You should take this on tour.
I'm not a fan of jokes.
No shit, because you don't make any.
Why do hipsters only use the microwave? Because they don't like conventional ovens.
Did any of you guys see the movie American Hustle?
No,
Ryan, shut up.
Is it any good?
That's not a good hipster joke.
No, the movie was good, but the movie's like based in the 70s, and they bought like Christian Bale a microwave, and they didn't understand it, so they referred to it as a science oven, and that has become the greatest term I've ever heard in my life for a microwave is the science oven.
I don't.
You had to be there. Well, I'm at the website. I'm assuming Maria's, and they have hipster translations. Would you like some?
Yes, I would love some.
When a hipster says, "I don't believe in labels," that means I do, and mine is hipster. Here's another hipster translation, Royce.
No,
I got this. I got this for $1 at Goodwill. Translation: I got this at Urban Outfitters for $60. It's pretty good. So if a hipster ever says I'm nearsighted, what he's really saying is I found the perfect Urkel glasses and I couldn't resist. Aren't you glad that you know these now?
Oh, I got one that's not a Q&A joke. My poetry brings all the hipsters to the yard and they're like, how avant-garde.
Well, on the same website, there's categories, Royce. There's money jokes.
Hold on, Dutch, I'm with you. You want to go?
There's weather
go
jokes.
You want to just go?
Wait, Royce, hold on. There's corporate jokes.
Is there corporate jokes?
Guys, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, will a hipster buy the soundtrack?
Okay, that's not bad.
I like that one. Ah, damn it. I don't want to laugh at any of these.
Here, so hold on. These are corporate jokes. Ready? How can you afford a middle-class lifestyle on $10 an average? By shopping at Costco. I don't get it.
Good, moving on.
You idiot. Dress like a boss now and head to Costco.
Why did a man smash 29 flat-screen TVs with an Easton baseball bat at a local Costco store?
Why, Ryan?
They were playing an episode of MTV's Jersey Shore. Oh, man, that show was bad. I'd hit it with bats, too.
Smash, smash, smash.
Dear
bunch
hip
of guys, all they care about is their muscles and their sex and their alcohol, man. Pfft,
hey,
that ain't me.
Hey, dear hipster, no matter how cool you think you're making it look, it's still alcoholism.
Why are we punishing the listeners? Why are we punishing them? They've done nothing right now.
Because they've done nothing.
I was a good mood before the show, by the way.
I farted in a room of hipsters and I watched them fight each other over who heard it first.
It's uncomfortable.
You know what? I think it. Part of me goes, you know, the listener need punishment every once in a while, but now I'm getting caught in the crosshairs.
No, they need it.
Okay, fine. Dutch, well then, I could leave hipster jokes, but I'm going right back to science weather. Space weather, whatever it is.
Space weather.
Or Marie could read the tweets from the Farmer's Almanac.
Ryan is intentionally abusing the audience tonight.
To get to the other side?
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. I'm still here.
We'll be here all night, guys.
Okay, fine. I'm done reading jokes and I'm done with space weather. But I can't promise I won't read an article off imom.com.
Don't with imom. Stop.
Well, we could do trending now.
Royce, take control of the show.
Okay, thank you. Curtis Reeves sent a text message before movie theater shooting, court documents say. Now, the reason he shot somebody
got better from that horse accident, then.
Oh, no, it's not Christopher Reeves.
He read about a solar flare on spaceweather.com.
Okay. Curtis Reeves Jr. accused of fatally shooting a man in a movie theater during an argument over texting. Himself sent a text message right before he shot the man.
Oh, my God. What was the text message?
I'm about to shoot this guy. The revelation comes from court documents released Wednesday in the case that has drawn national attention. Matthew Reeves, the defendant's son, says in an interview with deputies after the January 13th shooting that he was running late to meet his parents for a 1:20 p.m. show of Lone Survivor. What's Lone Survivor?
God
knows. Dad, can you just watch Lone Survivor without shooting somebody,
no.
Please? Please, Dad?
No.
Come on.
Nope.
About 15 minutes later, Matthew Reeves walked into the theater. As a single shot rang out, Matthew Reeves, a Tampa police officer, told investigators he caught Chad Olson, who was struck in the chest as he collapsed in the aisle. Authorities say Curtis Reeves, 71.
This is an old motherfucker shooting
people. I remember this story when it first came out.
How long ago did it come out?
A couple months ago.
This is an update to the fact that he was also texting. Matthew Reeves told Pasco Sheriff's deputies that he didn't see the argument or the shot, but the noise and light was coming from top row, and he walked in the dark. Okay.
He couldn't see anything because he's old.
Okay.
Oh, no, Matthew. Sorry.
I'm fine with people having guns. It's fine, but at what age should they not have them anymore? Like, should they go through a competency test after a certain age? Or do they? I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know how that works.
No.
It would be the same thing as driving cars. They should really go through a test, and if they can't pass it, then they should no longer drive.
I think that with this particular case, like, I guess the guys have been, drawn at each other and talking shit for, like, a while, and the one guy just had it and, like, you know, turned into, like, a shoving match. I don't know if it had anything to do with age. I think it just had to do with the guy getting pissed off because I have never once, and people are always talking about how pissed off they get with people texting in movie theaters. I've never once even noticed it. I'm generally looking at the big other glowy thing that's huge right in front of me.
Oh, I notice it.
Not the little glowy thing.
It's very distracting.
It's not distracting.
No, it is.
I have ADD and I don't get distracted.
It's like having a nightlight in a room where you're trying to go to sleep. It's just one blinky light.
But that's a terrible reality.
Shut your face, though, because my cell phone has a little blue light at the top of it that was distracting you the entire week that I was hanging out with you because, like, it starts flashing every time.
Yeah, but if I had a 70-foot blue light in front of me, that little blue light wouldn't have distracted me. I'd be like, oh, here's another glowy thing I can look at.
That's a lie.
Glowy thing.
Don't lie to me.
You're
what's the most money you would pay for a dog, Dutch?
$2 million.
Ooh, I nailed it.
You should never pay for a dog because there's so many you can adopt at a humane society.
Nailed it.
That. Not South African boorbells. You got to fucking, you have to send away for a breeder for that.
$5.
Dude, this dog in China sold for $2 million.
$5.
What?
$2 million And it tasted delicious.
A Tibetan Mastiff. A Tibetan Mastiff puppy. Apparently, these dogs have lion's blood in them. So they have a big mane, and they weigh 200 pounds.
What?
How can they have lion's blood if lions are felines and dogs are dogs?
I see. I don't. That it doesn't make sense because lions. You may not know this. I'm kind of a nerd, but lions are cats. So I don't know how dogs would have lion blood in it, but they do have a mane.
Okay. Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite? Have you got ligers, man?
Not seen a dog fuck a cat?
There's the puppy in the chat. I just posted.
A property developer paid 12 million yen, 1.9 million, for the one-year-old golden-haired mastiff at a luxury pet fair. God, you have a lot
such
of money.
A thing? Pet fair.
They have lion's blood and are top-of-the-range mastiff studs.
How do they prove? Hold on. How do you know that they have lion's
blood?
How
can a cat reproduce with a dog I can have lion's blood? No, I'm not skipping over that. Someone explain this to
you
me.
You have a male lion, a female mastiff.
But how would that impregnate them? They're different species.
Science and stuff.
With science.
With scienceweather.com.
As seen on spaceweather.com. Right.
Tibetan Mastiff.
That's a big dog breed. You can have a
tiger. Does it shit hair? What the hell am I looking
at? Lion
it's 200 pounds.
It's a frightening
dog. Supposedly they're very ferocious.
It looks very scary.
You look very scary.
Except the puppies are really cute.
Oh. Wow, but they really do have like a crazy lion's mane.
Yeah, but look at the puppy.
Big motherfuckers.
Look at the puppy.
They kind of have a dopey face, though.
Well, yeah, most mastiffs do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get older, they just rip your face off.
Like the movie, Face Off.
Nah.
Look at the puppy.
Face Off 2, the Tibetan Mastiff story.
Like, it seems so hard to take care of these dogs. They just look stupid.
Yeah, it's people who have, like, French bulldogs and the fact that you have to constantly clean out their sinuses because they can't breathe and they'll die. Like, why would you even bother with a breed like that?
They keep breeding dogs that they know have problems. Like you said, like the French bulldogs.
They're not meant to be around.
Alive.
Right.
Bees aren't supposed to fly, but they do it.
Sorry, if a dog needs a sleep apnea mask, like, it's just a breeding it.
The nerdiest of the dogs. Oh. Hey guys.
Have you been around a French bulldog? It's the worst.
But they're so cute though.
Just exactly what you were just doing.
But they're so cute though.
No, they're not.
You were to say something?
Sorry, Royce. Sorry.
10 things to never say to a flight attendant, guys.
I got a dick, bitch. Suck it.
That's okay. I don't know if it's on the list, but let's make that 11.
Can you add me to the Mile High Club?
Okay, well, let's start with...
How about toots?
We're going to start with 10. Can you
I got to look up werewolf cat now. Where?
Me too.
Wolf cat.
With you, man.
No, they posted it in the chat room. Look
Who
at the
cares?
Chat room.
Just, dude, could you be in the show for a second instead of in Ryan's world?
I am
what
in the show, and somebody
to?
Talked about werewolf cat.
It's
Nobody
true.
Did.
No, somebody asked.
Hold on. Yes. Royce, I'm interested, actually, because you know my run-ins with flight attendants.
That thing looks hideous.
Royce.
It's perpetually wet.
I want to hear it.
God, I wish Royce would keep the show on track. He keeps derailing it with all the space weather talk.
And werewolf cats.
10 things to never say to a flight attendant. Can you watch my kids? You play plenty for your coach ticket, so now it's time to relax, take a nap.
Where are they going? Maybe, where do you go on a plane that you can't see your kids?
Fuck in the bathroom.
Outside for a smoke.
Take a nap. Maybe let your kids run wild. The flight attendant's just sitting in the back of the plane after all. You're sure she'll be happy to watch the little darlings, right? Wrong. I've had a passenger get mad at me because we didn't have a play area on the plane. Another passenger.
What?
Where would you put a play area?
I guess in the cockpit.
I'm assuming by the way that it was worded that this is written by a flight attendant.
Well, this is them interviewing a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
Another passenger came to the back of the plane and asked me where she could put her baby.
In your lap, bitch.
Should I put it in the overhead compartment or underneath the front of my seat?
I'm not sure.
No, we have a spot for him on the wing.
Okay.
She didn't want to hold it. Flight attendant Heather Poole told a Parade magazine. Parents
I
wise
dive in her. Cannonball.
Parents, shut up, parents wise up. Flight attendants already have enough to do. No, they don't. They really don't. the next one.
But I need a ginger ale.
Okay, you'll like this. Fetch me. I'm sure Dutch does this. Fetch me. We all wish we had a personal butler we could summon in the ring of the bell, but despite the pressure of the call button above every plane seat, the flight attendant is not that butler. Fetch me a blanket is sure way to get a flight attendant's bad
side.
Wait,
nobody ever says the word fetch. Is she just saying asking a flight attendant to get you a blanket?
It no,
says,
I think they mean fetch. Use, like old people will still say that.
Use the call button only when it's really necessary. If you want a glass of water, walk back to the gallery and ask for it in person. No, go fuck yourself. No, sorry. You're losing me already. Yeah, if flight attendants were nice and all that shit like they used to be, you have a point.
Your job is to fetch things
no,
for me.
No, yet you're getting paid to give me beverages. That's part of your job. Because I've seen what flight attendants do the entire flight, okay? They stand in the front. They do the stupid little seatbelt bullshit. Then they sit down when the plane takes off. Then they stand up again and give me my fucking soda and my fucking pretzels. And then guess what they do? They pick up the garbage and they sit down again. Then they come through again and pick up the garbage. That's all they do. They're fucking garbage men in the sky.
Is it the word fetch that they have a problem with?
Probably.
No.
People actually saying that? We're actually asking them to do their job. Like, no, hey, I need
Dutch.
Something.
I mean, I don't think it's fetch. I think fetch was just the word they were using. But
the funniest euphemism for cum I ever heard was fetch. My buddy Josh in college used it all the time.
It says
had a whole batch of fetch on her face. Dude.
I think they mean even asking her to do anything, because here it says use the call button only when it's necessary. If you want a glass of water,
hey,
walk to the back
I'm
of the galley.
I want a blanket. That's necessary. Fuck you.
I use a call button when it's unnecessary.
I'm paying $800 to be up in the sky.
Why?
For 2 hours.
Because I don't want to get AIDS on a Greyhound.
Yeah, that's nobody the answer. Travels by bus anymore, dude.
$800.
So if you're going to be paying for that, you know, I want to make this horrible seating arrangement as comfortable as I can. Fuck her.
Next one. Calling them a stewardess. The word stewardess is about as contemporary as a glamorous coach class experience of yesteryear.
I like to say, hey, broad.
But both are
hey,
gone.
Hey, toots.
Forever. Stewardess was in vogue when women were the only people hired as flight attendants. Nowadays, it's a common to see both men and gay men and women
gay
working. Yeah, not straight men. And the term flight attendant reflects this. Plus, they're crew members who do an important job aboard the plane. No, they don't!
What? Hold on.
Sorry.
What
Sorry.
Important
no.
job, aside no. from being our fetch thing, are you?
You want to know who does an important job? The maintenance guys who make sure the plane's not falling apart. You know who's an important job? The fucking pilots who get the plane in the air. You know who's a fucking important job? Anybody else but you. Because if every flight attendant on that flight dies at the same time, everyone on the plane would be perfectly fine and they would land fine. There would be no problems.
But we'd be thirsty.
So okay,
really?
No, we wouldn't. No, you know, we would survive.
Thirsty.
We would get up and open the little magic fridge. It's right there and get our own drinks. Boom! Society, we did it without these fucking flight cunts.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope said one of the funniest jokes I ever heard. He referred to them as those sky cunts that should have been replaced by Pepsi machines years ago.
It's just like the fucking nerve of we're already pissed at them because now that they used to be hot chicks that used to help you, and now they're old bags and queers that give you Sprite.
And
with
we just got in after getting ass raped by security.
Yeah, and then they passive aggressively give you Sprite if you're lucky.
Half a can, mostly ice.
I asked for a can every single time. Yeah. I was like, can I just get a full can otherwise I'm going to keep calling you to my seat is what I always say. And they're like, oh my God, I don't want this guy to annoy me, so they just give me a full can instead of just pouring it into that.
All right, ready for this one?
Smallest cups ever.
Yeah, ready for this one? You're not supposed to ask. Here it is. Wait, what kind of drinks do you have? The beverage service doesn't just magically appear in front of you. The start of the service is usually announced over the PA system along with a list of other beverage available.
I'll give them that one because they have a menu in front of the receipt. So come on.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And that inconveniences other people. Can you help me lift my bag? You're not supposed to ask them to help you lift their bag. Congratulations.
If you can't lift a bag?
You've managed to cram everything in your own carry-on, but there's no way you're gate checking it now, even though it does weigh 100 pounds. Who cares? You can't lift it. But, okay, I get it, but
What if about like a mom?
What if
who
it's
has
an
kid?
Old lady, or what if
she's
it's
like holding the kid? Yeah,
what if it's a normal sized bag and she's just an old lady that can't lift it. Like she's not supposed to act. I don't get. Are you? What
These
do you do?
Don't want.
What are
work?
You allowed to do? Because so far you're not allowed to do. Notice this, Dutch. They're taking. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to ask them to do their job. You can't even ask them to do their job.
You know, based on this, I'm going to give the next flight crew that gives me even a slight amount of attitude the worst time ever.
I bet in Japan they have like a fantasy flight attendant airline where it's just preteen girls dressed as like J-pop. And it's just a J-pop flight from like fantasy. Hong Kong to Tokyo.
And this says you probably would never think of this, but did you know that 80% of respondents of a 2010 survey of flight attendants said that they've suffered injuries from carry-on bags in the past year?
So can we go back to that thing Marie was just talking about?
I bet you it exists. I bet
you. Yeah, J-pop.
Okay. No, not J. I mean, J-pop's not a problem. I like that. I can deal
with it. Who doesn't know this one? The next one is, I will blow up this plane if I don't get bumped to first class. Terrorist jokes are never funny. Okay, I think everybody knows that.
I think they're always funny.
Except when they're hilarious.
See? Marie knows what she's talking about.
Okay. This drink is too expensive. Yes, the drink is too expensive, but whining the flight attendant isn't going to change anything. That's true. I mean, why would you say to them?
Nobody would say that. They're just doing filler at this point. The first six were them saying, we don't want to do work, and they just wanted to make a list of they had to make a 10.
One of the things we just said, I miss the good old days of hot flight attendants. Remember the good old days when flight attendants were required to be young, single, and hot? Well, we bet that the last flight attendant you hassled can remember the good old days when passengers were expected to be friendly, well-dressed, and polite. Keep your misogynistic thoughts to yourself, you dirty old man. Fuck you. Fuck you. Because maybe the reason we don't dress up anymore or not nice anymore is because we have nobody to impress anymore in the sky. That's why I go wearing sweatpants that smell like a strip club and a shirt that I fucking found in the bottom of my hamper. Because I'm not going to impress some bitch who can't even put lotion on her hands when she hands me her soda so that my finger accidentally touches her, it feels like I'm rubbing a snake. Fuck
something
you.
Something tells me that you like flying.
I cannot remember the last time I had a very good experience flying.
Do you get panicky when you fly?
No, not anymore. Years ago.
And you just kind of take your panic on falling out of the sky on the people who work at these things?
Nope. No, not at all. Not at all. Says the person who had the cops called on him on an airport. No, not at all. I just think they're cunts. That's all it is. That's all.
They are pretty rude, mostly.
They don't even make eye contact anymore. I mean, notice that. Any flight, it's universal. It's not even a specific flight. They don't even make eye contact anymore. You're not a human being anymore.
They always yell at me about putting on a seatbelt. I don't understand why.
Notice they've stopped yelling at you to turn off your cell phone, and they at least tell you to put it on airplane.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I just sit there with my arms over.
Can you throw away this bag of vomit for me? Flight attendants see enough gross stuff already. They don't need you to be tasked throwing away your used air sickness bag.
Yeah, but then you yell at us to stay in our seats because there's turbulence.
I know. You don't win.
No, fuck that.
Did I tell you guys how I got caught in turbulence midway going to the bathroom and I couldn't like get back to my seat and they started screaming at me?
What do you mean you couldn't get back to your seat?
It was bad. Like, I mean, everybody wants to talk about turbulence bad, but like it was bad in the fact that like people were popping out of their seats who didn't have their seatbelt on and hitting their head on the top of the, you know, the ceiling above them.
Right.
Like that kind of turbulence. And I was caught like at back near the bathroom. And I'm holding on to the frame like for dear life. So I wouldn't fall over. And the sky cunts were like, you know, sorry, you had to get back to your seat. I'm like, I can't move or I'm going to fall into people. And they kept screaming at me. It was horrible.
Cool story, Hansel.
Cool story, Hansel.
Warlike Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, We're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX the vapor. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh my God, it's Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
I'm on your fuck. Oof. Ah!
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what the...
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, see this from,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey guys, this is the girls from Trust Us, We're Hot. I'm Leah, your host and creator of the show, and you should trust me because I was smart enough to recognize that I had small breasts and I went and got them done.
Hey guys, I'm Allison. I'm your makeup expert and you should trust me because I don't have 300,000 subscribers on YouTube because I suck at makeup.
I'm Blair and I rock because my boobs are natural and they're bigger than Leah's.
Trust Us, We're Hot airs every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Only on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't tell.
I got pink. It's all I hear. Yo, I got pain.
I almost said I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hi, can I get a drink?
Hey, I'm Mac. Welcome to Patty's Pub. I like to recommend to our first-timers our signature cocktail, Caribbean Paradise. Some people say it's better than busting a nut.
Excuse me?
Busting a nut. It's like, blowing your load. Oh. He said it was a funny joke. Well, hold on. Yeah. It's like coming all over you. No. It's light. It's playful. Yeah, well, no, I think what my friend is trying to refer to is an orgasm, which is light and playful. But he overstepped himself and got a little bit too specific. Sorry. We jizz in the drink, and that's what makes it light. No. Nobody's jizzing on anything. Well, where do I jizz? You don't jizz. How can I orgasm if I don't jizz? No, ma'am, I think... Just tell me where I jizz so I can give this lady her drink. Ma'am, what would you like to drink? And we won't jizz on anything.
Not like Max ever had an orgasm.
Holy shit, you're late. She was late. Go back in your life.
Naturally, for I am the day man. Day man. Oh, I deserve the night man. Oh, champion of the sun. Oh,
back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter.
Hashtag yellow. For you only live once.
Hashtag shark mode, because that's what we do.
We don't sleep, guys.
Hashtag panini sauce.
Damn it, you took it from me.
Sorry, John. Go ahead, say it.
Hashtag panini sauce.
There it is.
You do it better than me anyways.
Dude, I like the fat wobbles on Day Man. That's where it's at,
yep.
Bro.
All right, Ryan, are you back? Okay, good.
Good, fuck you.
Yeah, hi, he's guys. What's up? Donkey work. Chimps, banana soup. I'm back.
This remix is fucking cool.
It's pretty
wobbles,
cool, right?
Bro.
Look, more like radio bringing the fat wobbles.
Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants.
Womp, womp, womp,
look
womp,
at that
womp.
Shit. That shit dropped.
Those are the fattest of the wobbles.
I love it.
Oh my god, I want to have my next dog named Wobbles and I want him to be real fat. That way I can say I'm bringing fat wobbles.
She's bringing the fat wobbles.
I got it.
Because the dog's name is Wobbles and it's fat.
I would name mine Gotham so whenever it's going to the bathroom, I can go to like my brother and be like, hey, Jan, Gotham needs you.
More like Gotham shitty.
Or that.
Or also that.
When the pee falls, Gotham shitty is yours.
It gets worse. That Nazi-themed diner was actually Nazi-themed dinner at a German restaurant was actually on MLK Day.
Diner.
You don't say. Tell me more.
Here's a little picture.
It gets worse. Wait. I love that that's the title of the article. It gets worse. That Nazi-themed dinner was actually on MLK Day. As opposed to the other Nazi-themed dinner on MLK Day.
Did you say it was in Germany?
No, a German restaurant. Read it now. Okay. You'll see. Go ahead. It was in Minneapolis.
It Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
On Monday, we shared a story out of Minneapolis about World War II Historical Reenactment Society that held a Nazi-themed dinner at German restaurant around Christmas time.
Mitch had to have been involved in this.
Mitchell, were you involved with this?
I'm pretty sure Mitchell was involved with this.
Answer in the chat room.
Watch out for that Adolf Hitler. He's a bad egg.
Photos and details were obtained by City Pages via an anonymous tip, but once the story made the rounds, other employees and attendees came forward to give a clearer picture of what really happened. It turns out the dinner in the leaked photos, that was weird, did not take place around Christmas, but on January 20th of this year. If that date sounds familiar, it's because it's Martin Luther King Day.
Why is that worse, though? Because, hold on a second.
Be one thing, it was during Hanukkah. Yeah,
yeah. It's a stretch. This is a stretch here. It's actually worse during Hanukkah, obviously, but this
Passover,
is,
maybe?
This is a stretch because MLK has nothing to do, I mean, except for maybe the fact that neo-Nazis, but
it wasn't like unrelated. Martin Luther King, you know, helped take down
right.
The Third
they have
Reich.
Nothing to do with each other.
Guys, calm that. Down. It wasn't for any other reason except all the Nazi enthusiasts were really busy other times, and this was the only time it was available, most likely because they all had off from work because it's MLK.
Now, are they racist or they just like the outfits?
I think they just like the outfits because the outfits are cute. Like, they're Hugo Boss.
I know. Haven't you seen Sound of Music? They look adorable in those outfits.
I have seen the Sound of Music several
times. I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the Nazis.
No, I'm talking about the movie, which is I've watched a lot of times.
I don't... How stupid are people? They just have a quote that...
An anonymous source spoke with City Pages and provided additional info.
Yeah, I just kind of put two and two together with Martin Luther King Day.
I got five.
Gasthaus hanging banners, full-on SS uniforms, and then they have eaten the Nazi swastika T-shirts and then little pendants with the same logo on that T-shirt. So they put two and two together, what day it was and
well,
what they
hold
were
on.
Wearing.
Sherlock Holmes works at this German restaurant, apparently, because they cracked the case.
Listen, I figured out that the Nazi dinner was on MLK Day when I put two and two together that the Nazi dinner was on MLK Day.
Good job. How did you do it? Where did the clues...
Well,
it's mind-boggling.
My first clue was the Nazi-themed dinner stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then my second clue was looking at a calendar.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do realize that these were decades apart from each other, right?
Shut up, Dutch. You don't even get it.
What's a calendar?
But it's not related.
You're not related.
Maybe this is just a Wolfenstein 3D themed dinner. Did they think of that?
Oh, my God. Yes, please. And a Nazi-themed hangover.
Whoa. No, go on, John. Elaborate. What is a Nazi-themed hangover?
Think of Auschwitz times two.
The source said the back of the T-shirt has dates like a tour shirt. It has the cities the Nazis invaded and the date.
Woo!
Merch? Rad. Merchandise. That's actually, I mean, it's offensive on several
levels.
It's
informative.
Levels. But it's kind
of, you said themed dinner. Like, is this like the SS party of the U.S. kind of thing?
It's just
like these people are for real Nazis, or was it just like a goof?
We don't know.
No one knows. It is the mystery of the dinner.
I want to know.
You gotta ask Mitch, bro.
What love is?
The owner of Gasthof Zerngasafeinskank restaurant, Mario.
That was verbatim.
Patelli.
Speedwagon.
Mario Speedwagon spoke to the Star Tribune on Tuesday.
That was quick, Marie.
Royce is stuck.
Spoke to the Star Tribune on Tuesday.
He had to reset.
And defended the sixth annual gathering at his restaurant.
Can
also
we hashtag Mario Speedwagon? That was so stupid. That's good. I like that.
So what about a Nazi-themed dinner?
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, guys, Mario Speedwagon's playing down at Southside Johnny's tonight. You want to go?
Oh, awesome. It's also taco night.
What?
Oh, God. I love cover bands.
Me too. And tacos. Wait, am I still reading the article? Are we done with this article? Because there was a dinner.
With Mario Speedwagon in the back room.
All right, a former Gasthof employee who left the restaurant 2 years ago says he worked a number of events held by the group depicted in the photos. He told City Pages that during an event, one of the group members asked him if he was German. When he told the group member he was Polish... he was asked if he had any family in the war. I said, yes, my grandfather was in a Nazi concentration camp. And they said, oh, well, water under the bridge then.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it was 70 years ago.
had nothing to do with him either.
My grandfather actually died in a Nazi concentration camp.
Dutch.
But he was
fell
Dutch,
off
right?
Guard tower.
Oh! Hey!
Whoa,
hey! Hey! Yep! It was. It's really confusing because at the same time that the war was going on, this poor little German guy made a concentration camp that was for kids with ADD, and they always confused them. So the one he died at, he didn't get his Ritalin
because the kids with ADD they can't concentrate.
Mass murder is hilarious.
Employees were routinely asked by guests if they were German, and one female server who was German was told by a faux SS officer, "Oh, well, we can make the perfect babies together because you're German and I'm German."
Well, yeah.
The logic in this article is sound.
But
I want to make some perfect babies with a German chick.
Are you German?
Somewhere on my dad's side, I think.
It's not perfect then.
I don't care. We're all mutts.
Why do I have the German version of the Nanny theme song?
Why not?
Play it.
Sie verkaufte Hochzeitskleider und war sehr mundän. Doch ihr Freund nahm sich eine andere und sie musste gehen.
Anyway, we're talking about Nazis. I'm playing this from now on in the background.
Sie fuhr nach Manhattan, stand vor Sheffields Tür, um Make-up zu verkaufen, doch sah mehr in ihr. Sie war schön, hatte Stil, das gefiel und schon war sie.
Even in that sweet voice, like German just sounds so harsh.
It's, it really isn't that bad.
I like it more than Russian.
I mean, we're a Germanic-based language.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, we're Latin-based.
German, no, there's a lot
it's
of...
It's a mixture.
It's mostly
two.
Germanic. There's a lot of words in German that are very
Latin
similar.
Latin-based. You can't just say, oh, it's a mixture of the two.
No, it is. Absolutely. I'll put any money...
Yeah, but if you're going to say a base language, it's Latin.
Excuse me, Dutch. I will put any money.
English
I will put
is a German
any money.
I read space weather. I'm smart.
No, you're a moron. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. It's more Germanic. It is a mixture of Latin and Germanic, but it is a mixture of both.
But so nobody would ever say English.
Listen
to me.
Everyone says that.
No one says it's a Germanic base. They always say Slavic based or whatever. They don't ever say Germanic based.
Got it. Tell me more, Dutch.
Yeah. What do you know?
Nobody ever says that.
Except, no. Why are you defending her? I'm apologizing. School me, bro.
Nobody ever says it.
I'm waiting to be schooled, bro.
Why are you so bitter?
Royce, we have to move on from REO Speedwagon onto Kansas.
REO Speedwagon.
Onto what?
We have to move from REO Speedwagon to Kansas.
Why? What happened in Kansas?
Because Kansas moves to legalize police retaliation.
What?
So they're carrying on their wayward sons?
Precisely, John.
Carry on my wayward sons. Ah, I got a verse.
That was good timing.
Beat me to it.
In a move that should surprise no one, the state of Kansas ramps up its movement.
Whoa. Kansas is a state now? Since when?
Since, you know.
It's a state of mind.
Okay. Since the Wizard of Oz. They were like, eh. They made up the state. Might as well give them.
We might as well make it a real state. Gotcha. Makes sense.
They're ramping up its movement towards more crazy legislation by
offering. Well, everyone knows Kansas is a Germanic-based state.
You're such a piece of shit.
That was good. All right, Kansas is offering this doozy. When you report police abuse, you must swear out
on the Bible,
an affidavit which makes you subject
to... Affa Robert.
Why?
Ryan's. No, it's a Ryan joke from years ago.
All right, let me start over again. Okay. In the state of Kansas, they're having a movement towards legislation that says when you report police abuse... You must swear out an affidavit which makes you subject to felony charges if any portion is shown false and the officer is provided all of this information ahead of time. Sounds interesting.
What?
The Kansas House Standing Committee on Corrections and Juvenile Justice has introduced a bill that will require private citizens who file complaints against police officers to sign an affidavit acknowledging that if their allegations are proven false, they can be charged with perjury, which is a felony charge.
Oh, see, I always thought that was like a standard thing. You can't just...
No, you can't, because the thing is, it's still here. The problem is, you can't do that, because now people are going to be... If you read this, as the cops also get to know everything beforehand too, so they can easily just go, no, that's not how it happened, and blah, 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 and then you're like, oh fuck, now I'm a felon.
The court's always going to go with the cop's word over yours. It's the reason why you never went in traffic court.
Why are you going to go to the slammer?
Well,
the
that's
big
not,
house.
It's not. It's not. No.
Furthermore, this bill prohibits a Kansas law enforcement agency from opening an investigation into a complaint if another law enforcement agency has already investigated the complaint and found in favor of the officer. In other words, this bill would allow police departments to arrest the people who file complaints against police officers. In Wichita, Kansas...
Wait, say that again?
That's what it said. In other words, the bill would allow police departments to arrest the people who file complaints against police officers.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of Dukes of Hazzardy, doesn't it?
Wow.
In Wichita, Kansas, complaints are almost always dismissed by the Wichita Police Department. So, and according to this bill and its vague wording, the WPD could now go arrest the people who file complaints against their officers.
So, NCT software?
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. Kansas. Notice.
It's a great band.
No, Kansas is a state where, you know, look at it. It's just Kansas.
Did you say Kansas is a state? Look at it.
Yeah, I mean,
look at it. Where?
Look, like, at the people. Dude. Look at Kansas. It's Kansas.
Sean,
I went to school in Kansas.
Sean is so done.
That's apparent.
See, what you guys are forgetting is Sean is so done with this Earth, and he's moved on to space weather.
Yeah, he's a fucking space hipster.
So is he Constantine now?
Nobody's constantly bothering me. Ha!
Ew.
Why does the NSA want to keep its water usage secret?
I don't know. Probably the same reason why you keep yelling.
This is from Wired. This is from Wired Magazine. The National Security Agency, that's what NSA stands for.
I thought it was no strings attached.
Get some of that fuck on.
Someone's on that. Oh, by the way, we forgot. We got to mention this. Put a hold on the NSA. We're going to put Sean, because we did casual sex counters once, but with a couple times with Ryan, but we're actually going to put Sean's real picture, and we're going to have an email account and everything, and we're going to put him on Craigslist, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. We're gonna call these people on air. We're going to talk to them.
Sean, did you agree to any of this?
I did.
It was his idea.
To all of this. It was my
idea. It was
his
idea.
Sean, you were a trooper.
I know.
What are we going to call this bit?
T for M. The National Security Agency.
M for T, I think is what you meant to say.
No, I said it right.
No, you're going to be the tranny in this situation.
Sweet! The nice. National Security Agency.
I'm getting boobs.
Has many secrets.
Name several.
But here's
no,
a new
no, no,
one.
No. Do they have like a secret garden?
What about a secret no-no place?
Do they have a secret handshake?
The National Security Agency has many secrets.
Has a secret.
Yeah.
Do you have an alibi, Royce?
If you spell it ugly.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
You ugly.
Yeah, yeah. You ugly.
You ugly.
See, it was fun. See how much fun that was?
That was so much fun.
The National Security Agency has many secrets.
What kind of secrets?
Antiperspirant. But here's a new one.
What?
The agency is
the deodorant secret.
Oh. The agency is refusing
NCT
to say...
NCT software?
The agency?
The agency is refusing to say how much water it's pumping into a brand new data center it operates in Utah. According to the NSA, its water usage is a matter of national security.
Wait, what kind of data center uses water?
Well, water-cooled servers.
The kind that stores all of everybody's emails and contact information.
I think this
everything.
Is setting us up for the Hunger Games, where the capital is going to be in the center of the country.
No.
I volunteer as a tribute.
They're gonna start arresting people in mass.
I was just about to do that, but I was clearing my throat before I started screaming. You got it.
Too bad. Now Marie volunteer for death tribute.
Now you can't.
And may the odds be forever in your favor.
My dress is on fire.
I don't get it.
The agency made the argument in a letter sent to officials in Utah who are considering whether or not.
Yeah, but he's taller.
That's true.
Utah, I'm taller.
No, I'm taller.
Shut up, Marie.
Who are considering whether...
I'm just excited that he's reading the article.
Who are considering whether or not to release the data to the Salt Lake Tribune. Wow, that hard-hitting newspaper.
Wait.
It's very salty.
It is true. They're not going to release the water usage to Salt Lake City?
Back in May, Tribune report Nate... Reporter Nate...
Carlisle. It's Carlisle.
Nate Dog.
Nate Dizzle.
His name is Carlisle. That's how you pronounce it and how you spell it.
Carlisle.
Nathan, stop it. This is why you keep getting molested.
Nate Carlisle asked for local records relating to the data center, but when he got...
But they were all wet.
When he got his files a few months later, the water usage data was redacted.
Redacted?
Redacted.
Like a pterodactyl?
No,
pterodactyl?
What is happening today, Royce? You're actually getting annoyed because normally you just plow through like a professional, but today you're doing these long...
The situation shows just how important the new data center will be to the agency's operations, including a widely discussed efforts to eavesdrop on internet communication. If
do they have little water floaties?
See, they're putting soft kill poisons in your water.
Is there a lazy river for the data center?
If it's revealed how much water is being used.
Can we go on slush gushers?
I just imagine all the NSA agents had the little zinc nose white stuff on top of them because they're just chilling in the lazy rivers.
Johnson?
Yes?
You peeing in the pool? So am I.
The situation shows just how important the new data center will be to the
and how important it is to tread water.
The agency's operations, including this widely discussed efforts to eavesdrop on the internet communication. If it revealed how much water it's using in Utah, the agency believes that the outsiders could get a good idea of the scope of the NSA surveillance.
You know, one electrical pulse in water and their whole operation's done.
Can you sum this up for me real quick? Like, I still am confused on how water usage and them tapping
really?
In
your information. Really? You're confused because I just read the story perfectly without any interruptions and didn't get it?
I actually am interested. Like, so what is the
my
gist of
theory
it?
Is that they have how many depending on how much water they use is how big you got to water
how
cool
big
these
the
servers
facility is
yeah and not only that you got to water cool server
right how much so
does Aquaman work at the NSA and
yes.
How many dolphins are operating the machinery?
74.
Do you believe dolphins are operating the NSA's machinery?
Well, yeah, because they're the smartest animals.
See, she's on to something.
Smartest animals
smart.
Are people
rapey. I know that much.
People are the smartest animals.
And they're also rapey.
No, dolphins are just smarter than people.
What?
Can you listen through sonar and know how far away things are?
Yes.
No, I actually, that's another one of my inventions.
No,
I have snow sonar implants in my ears.
That's weird. I just use Google Maps. You guys are wasting a lot of time. It's like really easy. Just put it in there. And I know how far things are.
I think he got you guys on that one.
Yeah. I don't need to fucking have a blowhole.
Or do you?
Well, I mean, I don't need to.
What's a blowhole for, Royce?
Being stupid, I said the joke wrong. by computing the water usage rate, one could ultimately determine the computing power and capabilities of the Utah data center.
See?
Wrote NSA's Associate Director for Policy and he sounds exciting, and records, David Sherman, in an undated letter filed with the Bloomfield in response to the trip. Wow, this is so boring.
Sherman?
Armed with this information, one could then deduce...
Would you say it's Sherman's army?
Armed with this information, one could then deduce how much intelligence the NSA is collecting and maintaining.
Ooh, Sherman's
Lagoon.
I
understand why they would want to keep that close to the vest. I mean, you don't want everybody knowing exactly, like, you know.
But they've already told us how much spying they're doing on us.
All of it.
Spying.
They're all the spying.
All the spying.
They're doing all this. We already know they're spying on us.
You know what? The NSA probably knows nothing, and they're just putting on this. Like, we know everything about everything.
I saw the news.
And they're just sitting on their asses in their lazy river data center, getting some rays.
Know. Marie, see if you can find the story. Apparently, Zuckerberg called Obama like a week ago to be like, hey, the NSA thing needs to stop. So apparently, it's easy to call the president if you own Facebook. You'd be like, hey, what's
up? Here it is right here.
Obama!
That's what he said when he answered the phone.
Here it is on money.cnn.com.
Yeah.
That's where Mark Zuckerberg lives.
He's always on there.
He calls Obama to complain about the NSA. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg called President Obama on Wednesday night to express...
Celebrate good Obama! Come out!
Come out!
It's Obama, Obama.
To express frustration about the government's spying and hacking programs. When our engineers work tirelessly to improve security, we imagine we're protecting you against criminals, not our own government, Zuckerberg wrote on a Facebook post that liked and then... And then Facebook photoshopped everything.
But what it doesn't tell you, it says, feeling melancholy.
Hashtag YOLO.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice Instagram filter you got on that picture.
It may seem disingenuous for the leader of a giant tech company that makes money based off of your personal information to
pay that man his monies.
Sorry.
To point.
Why?
It may seem disingenuous for him to point an angry finger at a government surveillance.
Pay
but
that man his money.
Oh, great. What a authentic accent.
Yeah,
stupid.
It's perfect.
Malkovich had in that movie.
Perfect.
But Zuckerberg's complaint is specifically aimed at one thing, hacking. His concerns are based on the latest investigative report, The Intercept, which revealed that the National Security Agency has weaponized the internet, making it possible to inject bad software into innocent people's computers. Put simply, using the Quantum program, like Quantum Leap, the right. NSA can sneak into
Scott
someone's
Bakula
web
into your body.
No, Scott Bakula comes to your house.
Things for you. Oh, okay.
He comes to your house and he installs herpes on your computer.
Damn it. One in four people have that.
Oh, God damn you, NSA.
God damn you, Scott Bakula.
Not
like
me.
Like NSGay.
Fucking it. Nailed them.
Sick burn.
Got
sick
him.
Burn, John.
What were you going to say, sweetheart?
I don't know.
No,
oh,
Dutch.
Me? I wouldn't say
yeah,
anything.
No.
She was
I was going to say the Immaculate Reception.
But that's why nobody asked you.
Oh, okay.
Was that a football reference?
No.
It was a Pittsburgh reference.
It was a Jesus allegory.
That too.
You're a Jesus allegory.
A Jesus alligator? Can
Jesus
it walk
alligator.
On water?
Yes.
Can we trap it with Joel's contraption?
No.
Dutch, can your blue bath catch Jesus alligators?
No, actually, I started to develop something different for Jesus alligators, and it just was too expensive to develop.
Yeah, because they keep coming back. Am I right?
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact with her. Don't make eye contact.
Main man's gun turns out to be a tattoo.
The main man, the ham Sam, the can of spam.
What? Maine, M-A-I-N-E?
The state, Maine.
Okay. Maine.
Thank you.
Like they called the SWAT team because they thought this gentleman had a gun. There's a picture of him with the tattoo in the chat room while I read the story.
And a hairy belly.
Police armed
Look
with-
at the sheriff's little beanie. Look at his dumb beanie.
I'm a main cop.
Look at me.
Like
my
Josh
head
Watson.
Is cold.
In story. Police armed with assault rifles descended onto a Maine man's home after members of a tree removal crew he's told to clear off his property reported that he had a gun. Turns out the gun that the tree crew had seen on Michael Smith was just a life-size tattoo of a handgun on his stomach. Classy, dude.
Does anybody notice the Nazi eagle on his bicep?
Eagles.
What? Why are they Nazis?
Yeah, it kind of does look like it, huh? No, my question is, they were removing trees on his property. Even if he had a real gun in his waistband and was walking around with it, why would they call the cops?
Yeah, because in Maine, you can't have your gun there like that. You got to have a permit for it.
You have to have a conceal and carry license.
That was a worst New England accent I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it's where I'm from. There, you get your main lab stand. You can't have your concealing permit there on your persons.
You sound like you're from Chicago.
Does sound like he's from Chicago.
What part of Maine are you from?
The Chicago part.
The witness protection part.
And from the south side. I had to do a transfer from Illinois.
That's not Maine.
You definitely...
Hey, stay out of it, Geary.
It's not Maine.
I'm trying to track down my wife's killer, you know, and this last whereabouts was here in Maine, so, you know.
Maine is like thicker than a Boston accent. Like that kind of thing.
Don't interrupt John's Maine
accent. I got a couple leads on some Johns. And my name's also John.
Nailed it.
Shut up, John.
And just trying to be part of the plan
You're
there,
not
boy.
Doing it right, dude.
He's
doing a great job.
You're doing it wrong! Well, that's what happens when the three main cable companies try to pitch an idea like this and then bang, boom, pilot.
I don't even know what he's saying anymore.
I got it.
Never wanted electricity to jump out of a microphone and kill somebody until now.
There's not enough water.
The NSA has it all.
Aquaman, remember?
Hey, how about that Brett Burp?
All I want to do is just see a dolphin wearing reading glasses that slips a little too far down his bottlenose.
Why?
Well, because it would be adorable.
I
want to
see
on.
A dolphin dressed up in full Gestapo
dolphin
gear. It would be great.
Wearing.
I want to see a dolphin win the Super Bowl. Am I right, guys? All right.
By the way, Paul in the chat room, referring to me saying he's on his own property, and if he had a gun in his waistband, why would it matter? She says, or he, whoever it is, because it's fucking dangerous and irresponsible, Dutch. I'm pro guns, but have some fucking sense. How about you? People don't call the cops on a guy who's doing whatever he wants in his own house. If the gun didn't go off, you don't call the cops on somebody just because you think you see something.
But yeah, that's what people do.
Nelly.
It was like he was waving around. That'd be responsible. But if he had a gun on his hip,
I cannot imagine
his own property,
how many domestic violence things Dutch has not prevented because he just doesn't want to be a bother. There's probably neighbors in his apartment complex. Oh my God!
Saying that I'm the kind of guy who would just be like, ah, whatever.
Dutch turns his TV. Dutch just reaches like he's going to grab his phone, but instead he grabs a remote and just turns the volume up.
They know what they're doing.
Yep, not my problem.
Yep. Oh, well.
Leave that to the city officials.
Oh, it must be Thursday again.
I got to turn the volume up on the TV.
Teacher took students to a swingers club.
How's that prayer group going?
A teacher from but this isn't fair. It's Italy. In Italy, I think you go to swingers clubs at 5.
14. 14 is the legal age.
A teacher from northern Italy city, Italian city of Turin, allegedly took two female hot students, one of them underage, hotter, to a swingers club and then tried to intimidate them into not telling anyone. Hotter.
Wait. Define underage, because I believe in Italy it's 14. If I remember correct.
I like it, Dutch. Thank you.
Or 15.
The 36-year-old named Sabrina Z by the newspapers La Stampa appeared in court Monday charged with coercion. The incident dates...
Coercion?
Yeah.
Yep,
what the hell's coercion?
Yeah, coercion?
Coercion. No, charge
throw
of being coercion.
To the wind.
Oh, no, they went to Corsica.
Yeah, you better throw some caution to the wind when you go up there in Maine. Am I right?
Stop
there,
with Pat? That accent!
Shut up.
The teacher was charged with...
Keeping it real.
You got this.
The incident dates back to
blanked.
June.
I had
you
the
got
word.
It. You got
but
it.
But you guys went so far down. Corrosion.
There it is.
Charged with corrosion.
Got him. Which happened to her car battery this week.
You know what made that one better, Marie? Was the lead up to it.
It's the slow burn.
Yep.
The older one was nice. The older one.
Battery acid does.
The older one was 19. The younger one was 17.
She was 19, she was 17, I am going to jail.
Sounds like a good time.
The lawyer representing the older girl said that the case was not about the night spent at the club,
but
what
the
happened
boner
afterwards
I have right now.
Between the teacher and the girl.
What happened afterwards?
She's 19, and that's not illegal, right?
No.
He wanted some gelato, and she said, no, I'm making me a fat.
Well, at least John's Italian accent's closer.
I'm John Foxlieri.
What's your name?
John Foxlieri.
I like it.
Fights.com.
You didn't have as much confidence the second time around.
I know. Hey, Giuseppe, is it okay if I bring my two swinger friends in this place? Oh, you sillier boy. Yeah, go right in the same place.
John is so racist. I love it.
Off the top, controversy at Crime Stoppers. The director of the tip line where police report illegal activity is in legal hot water tonight.
Yeah, and his arrest could shake the community's confidence in the anonymity of the...
Mushmouth! You want to try that again, dickhead?
Yeah.
Mushmouth, fuck.
He's dumb.
He's stupid.
Police report illegal activity... is in legal hot water tonight.
Yeah, and his arrest could shake the community's confidence in the anonymity.
anonymity.
You fucking ding dong.
You big dumb idiot.
Speaking of really dumb news anchors, I'm sure you guys have all seen the stupid dumb news anchor that showed a flaccid penis on TV.
Oh my God, the cock. Oh yeah, that was great.
Happened.
Oh, well, he was doing a slideshow.
Play that video since we're talking.
He was
it.
Doing a slideshow, and he showed.
I think he's going through somebody's Twitter feed, and this person had pictures that was retaining. It was this in Denver, by the way. I think it was a local thing, at least local for me.
It was
not
Denver.
All about you, Dutch.
Yes, it was Denver.
No, but yeah, they were going through somebody's Twitter feed because this person had pictures of whatever story they were talking about, and then the next one they got to was somebody's dick.
They sure did. Royce, I'm sending you the thing now.
The dick?
On what?
You're sending him dicks now?
On the Facebooks.
No, just put it in the chat. It's easier.
Oh, put it in the chat?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. One chat dick for you.
Boners. I got a boner right now.
Yeah, it was during the Seattle Space Needle helicopter crash. And he was...
When the hell they have a crash?
It happened, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
What happened with the... did it crash into a building or... I don't remember the actual story.
The slideshow was so random. Like, I don't even know what the other... Like, I didn't really listen to it.
All right, here's the plate.
Well, guys, that's another photo. You can see the smoke billowing up next to the Space Needle there. That iconic image in Seattle. Man, so that's Edward Scissorhands. So we'll just ignore that. And so, a lot of people obviously,
Oh, okay. I see what's going on. Did you see what happened there? He had the iPad in his hand, and I guess they had the Apple TV thing going on, and the guy who's reporting on it was showing Twitter pictures of people who were on site and just had one dude's, you know, like when you go to their Twitter thing, you pull up all their photos and videos. He was just scrolling through.
Oh, so it went from Space Needle to Edward Scissorhands to Burrito to Flaccid Penis.
In Seattle, man. So
and that's when they cut away.
Dick pic.
They cut away immediately.
Oh, that was a dick.
That's funny.
There was definitely a dick.
God, if I had a nickel for every time a news anchor showed a flaccid penis on TV.
You'd have a lot of dicks.
That's Edward Scissorhands.
What? And that's a dick.
Oh, that's penis.
Of the crime fighting service.
Team 6 reporter Ari Adzer is live in Miami with more on the director's radical behavior
Same
in court
sex reporter?
And the charges he now faces. Ari.
Well, Trina, it's common here at the courthouse to see people do all kinds of things to keep themselves out of jail. Today, we saw the opposite. A former veteran cop do something very hard to swallow in a court of law, knowing it might get him thrown in jail. But the director of Crime Stoppers says he's bound by honor to defy a judge and eat a document.
How'd that taste?
Pretty dry, to tell you the truth.
He's eating evidence.
Was that
you
Trace
could say
Adkins?
That's really
in
putting
the middle
your
of the courtroom.
Yep,
mouth where your principles are. Crime Stoppers director Richard Mastin ate a printed Crime Stoppers tip rather than turn it over to a judge for examination.
We promise the people that give us information to solve murders, serious violent crimes in this community, that they can call us with an assurance that they will remain anonymous and that
and we will not
nothing
eat
about
the evidence.
Them or their
and
information
And I assure
will
you
be
that my pants will be furling down
the case
my
today
ankles.
Started creeping into that first compromise.
He does Crime Stoppers. The judge wanted the paper to see it, but he was saying we're not. Crime Stoppers promises people that the information won't get out. So he was doing it as to he'd rather go to jail than not let the judge see the information kind of bull.
That's what he's trying to pull like a Snowden then.
Right.
It's not going to happen on my watch.
Hold on. Did he do a generic? It's not going to happen on my watch. Hold on.
Turn it over to a judge for examination.
We promise the people that give us information to solve murders, serious violent crimes in this community, that they can call us with an assurance that they will remain anonymous and that nothing about them or their information will ever be compromised. The case today started creeping into that first compromise. It's not going to happen on my watch, and I understood the consequences.
No way, Buckaroo. So now while I'm still standing.
What is Herschel doing working at Crime Stoppers?
He really does sound like Herschel.
I thought he was a dead zombie by now.
The consequences are a lot for the former police chief to chew on. Judge Victoria Brennan declared
that was
Mastin
a terrible
is
pun.
In contempt of court.
But I think sometimes passion can cloud judgment.
All Crime Stoppers tips are anonymous, but the defense attorney for a woman accused of cocaine possession asked for the tip itself. The judge asked to see the tip and to be allowed to determine herself whether revealing it would somehow compromise the tipster's identity. Mastin says he couldn't trust that process.
If you do it in this case, the question comes down the road, well, you did it in that case, why not
right,
this
pause.
Case? Well,
anytime I've ever called into the cops, which I think has only been like once or twice, like I've always said, they always ask me for my name and everything like that. I'm like, I'm calling it anonymously. You can do that. Like, right. So for the person to give up their name, that's on them.
But this isn't the cops. You understand Crime Stoppers is like a third party organization for people.
Right.
That,
Right, and they, but they also,
if they have a tip, though, like, I mean, they don't have to have that person's ID. Like, if this guy is so dead set on not allowing people to know their identities, then don't ask for identity.
But a lot of these people that are giving up these tips are also giving up these tips for reward money for information leading.
Correct. That's what Crime Stoppers is.
And that's what Crime Stoppers does, is offer reward money for information.
And they don't
want to
get murdered,
arrest.
You know?
Well, I'm not going to do it in this case.
In this case, there's absolutely no information that I am looking for that has to do with the name or the identity of a tipster. It's only the evidence that would be used in trial against her that the tipster provided.
The judge wrote an order.
Yep.
Yeah. The court would be remiss to turn a blind eye to a flagrant refusal to honor a court order and give more value to an individual's opinion on what is right rather than to the dictates of the laws enacted by the people of Florida. She sentenced Mastin to 2 weeks in jail. He has another hearing next Thursday.
I'll be back, I guess it's Thursday, to see if I go to jail or not. I'll bring a toothbrush and some pajamas in case I do.
You can't bring your own stuff in.
It's routine practice for prosecutors to turn over Crime Stoppers tips to the defense. In this case, the judge was asking Crime Stoppers itself to turn over a tip without the name, just to her, so she could evaluate it. But Mastin said that's a slippery slope because the suspects can sometimes figure out who the tipster is just by the nature of the tip.
Okay.
Well, if they ask for not the name, then what's the problem?
Well, because, like he said, if the nature of the tip is,
yeah, I know,
the
but
person
it's so...
that's giving the tip knows certain information, if you're the one,
then only that person would know.
If you're being searched,
I don't know how
on...
I feel about this one, to be honest.
It
sounds like the one guy was being a douche. But in the same sense, it's like, okay, I understand the whole organization's point is to keep you anonymous.
But it's tough for me to care because I would never call any of these people anyway.
Well, you know I wouldn't.
No, so, I mean, I wouldn't. Who cares? Let
it's
someone
tough
else deal
for me
with
to
it.
Care about nearly anything.
Yeah,
that's true. Especially you guys.
Who would call? I mean, like I said, it gets the reward. I guess it's not a bunch of caring people. You're right. Sean said earlier, for money, I guess I would. If it was enough money, I'd call. I mean, I'm not like, I ain't no snitch. No, I'm a snitch. If you pay me, I'll snitch. I don't fucking care.
I like money.
How much money are you giving me? Because I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Then no honor. Yeah, there's. I don't care. I'll tell you right now.
No, and the first person to bitch about people having no honor is the person with the least amount of honor.
If you can't come in or come honor, right? Guys?
Sex?
Why wouldn't you be able to come in her?
Why can't you come in her? You have a problem?
Well, if you can't, then come honor.
Why can't you? No. But
yeah, why wouldn't
you be able to?
Because then it would be forcible rape.
So coming honor is still aggravated assault.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
So,
I mean, why split hairs? Why not just go all the way?
Yeah, it's a matter of, you know, 2 years to 10.
You have commitment issues. I think that's what that is.
Is that what it is? I can't commit to an assault.
You can't.
Sodium chloride.
See? John knows what he's talking about.
That's
what?
Assault. Sodium chloride.
See? Table
oh
salt.
Oh, my God.
It's table salt.
Epsom salt.
No.
There you go.
Have you seen Josh Gordon's back tattoo from the Browns?
No.
No.
Should I have?
Is it a tramp stamp?
He's got a tramp stamp.
Yeah, the receiver. Here, I'll put the link in the chat, and then I'll explain it here. There you go. It's basically his number on his back with his name, like it looks like a uniform, but tattooed on his back. I hope he gets traded and nobody gives him 12 again. I hope you can't get 12.
Well, who are all those other people?
Yeah, I hope he goes to the Patriots. Tom Brady's not giving that number up.
That's an impressive addition in Gordon's name. The number we spotted, geisha, a samurai sword, and what appears to be some sort of plant life between one and two. It's just too much.
It's a pot leaf. A lot of
it's
shit.
It's a pot leaf, and it's got a Thailand like piece thing from Unbuck.
There it is. The Sun President. You can't smoke pot. That's against NFL policy. He'll get suspended.
Yeah, but you can get a pot tattoo.
Oh, yeah,
his tattoos are better than Birdman's.
You just hate Birdman because he's on the Heat now.
That's right.
And because he might possibly allegedly...
Did you guys see what happened with him?
No.
the fact that like he got like, I guess, remember however many years ago it was, or 2 years ago, I would say, assume at this point, he got all his computers raided for like a child porn possession type of thing. But apparently he fucked some 17-year-old girl, which I guess is which is legal in this state. This is back when he was playing with the Nuggets. But it turned out like the girl who set him up like was hacking his page at the same time as it was like a whole, he got catfished essentially.
Right.
By like a 41-year-old woman who was posing as a 17-year-old, but then ended up fucking a 17-year-old who he thought was the 41-year-old.
Wow.
Like so one of those kind of like fucked up situations.
Jokes on the catfish lady?
I guess. Like it was a really convoluted story that I my head started hurting halfway through. But yeah, he likes some 17-year-olds.
Who doesn't?
And my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
What? Well, I mean, she went on a date with him. I don't think she ever, from what I heard, they never fucked, but I doubt it. She's kind of a slut.
Okay. Good time.
All right. That took a
Well,
a
she went turn. To see you. Girls who go to see you.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, this is the girl I had way back in the day. So. Royce?
Good job, Dutch.
What?
No, I think I was just saying congratulations.
It's awkward in here.
It was my ex-girlfriend, like Lindsay, from years and years ago.
Right.
Right.
Right. We know that now.
So.
It's hot in here.
It's because you have no clothes on, John.
I'm getting tired.
I have underwear.
I don't know what the slow pace is tonight, but.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're having a stroke the entire show.
It's a slow burn.
Because we could only hope that's what it is.
I wish Ryan was back to talk about space weather.
Ryan's an asshole.
I really don't. Hey, we never did we do with the shit.
Hold on. Shut up a second. Can I point something out? Now, I love this because Ryan hasn't come back, but now he's going to. Now he clocked 2 hours of the show in, but he was really only here for 40 minutes.
Because he's technically still signed in on
Skype.
I'm
looking at him Skype, but he's there. So he clocked in his 2 hours. No one could ever say he wasn't here.
Yeah, the last thing he said to us was, I'm on the phone with work.
And that was at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do trending now in like 5 minutes?
Nah, it's his bit.
And also, you should fart when you say that.
Yeah, so it's we're not getting him back. So we can't even do trending now. Because that's what I would use the filler at this point.
Yeah, because it's shit.
Yeah.
Ryan has a lot of filler bits. If it wasn't that, it was the Craigslist thing. And
yeah, those pictures.
Oh, my God. The other fat lady of the two fat ladies died. The one from
what?
That TV show, the two fat lady, the cooking show
yes,
you used to watch.
Yes, of course. Marie? Two fat ladies, other fat lady died.
The American obesity epidemic could be deadlier than previously thought.
Okay.
Four times as deadly. That, according to a Columbia University study. The study examined mortality patterns in American adults over a 20-year period. It found obesity was responsible for around 20% of adult fatalities, over four times the previous estimate. Obesity was recently classified as an illness by the American Medical Association.
Really? That's what they needed? No,
oh, my
no,
God.
No,
lay off me. I'm starving.
Not an
illness. They need it classified as an illness to give people excuses. Now it's an excuse.
No, but that's the whole purpose of society right now is to take all the personal responsibility away from the individual and say, somebody has to watch me and babysit me because I'm not responsible enough to take care of myself. It's fucking
Sorry,
retarded.
I'm not a narcissistic asshole. I'm just depressed. I have an illness.
I'm sick. You're not sick. You're fucking lazy.
You just can't put Twinkies down.
She died at 66. I mean, she made it pretty far considering how fat she was.
An everyday health writer says the study is another grim indicator of America's weight problem. The obesity rate in the United States has been steadily rising
since
19...
Why are they talking about the United States when they were both British? Why don't you talk about British problems?
Whoa.
Oh, they were British?
Yeah.
Dixon Wright was a BBC Two cooking show chef who starred alongside Jennifer Patterson in the popular show Two Fat Ladies from 1996. And the only thing I remember about the show was they would never take their rings off when they were making things, and it would bother me.
Exactly. They would never take their rings off. Their nails were well manicured, and they just dug their hands into a lot of... They always say, more butter.
Yeah.
More butter.
So the fatness didn't bother you. It was the fact they didn't take their rings off?
Yes. No. Everyone that watched that show was bothered by it. It wasn't Royce. I didn't know Royce at that time, and I was simultaneously, as with my mom, because we would watch it together, bothered by the fact that they would not take their rings off. Just take that shit off.
Wouldn't they just fall off if like they got liquid on them?
No,
well, no,
no,
we have sausage with fingers, not so much.
Their fingers were so fat.
Yeah, why, probably, why were they lesbian?
They probably couldn't take the rings off physically. Like,
oh,
off yeah. It's
fat. Dixon Wright told The Guardian in 2009, "If you're fat, you're fat. I hate this modern day political correctness that you don't call things by their proper name." Okay, I give her credit for that. At least she called herself fat.
Was this Rochelle Keddas?
With panini sauce?
Panini sauce. I want to call her up on the show.
Oh, that right. Cunt.
And then they just do like fat noises. Just go. Yeah, just like that.
That's not nice.
They were the ugliest television personalities on the planet.
Oh, it looks like a guy in a bee outfit.
Something about that I respect, though. Like, they didn't try to keep it pretty for some reason. They were just like, fuck it. Let's just put these pigs on.
Like, not only that, but they were just so weird. I mean, half the show was just them showing how they rode in their motorcycle / like side coach.
He is.
But, like, that's all I remember from I don't remember a single thing they made. I don't know what they baked. I know they used butter, they had fat ring fingers, and they drove around in motor coaches and then smoked cigarettes after they were done
cooking.
All
right, well, speaking of
what year were they on?
96 to 99. Speaking of people who don't know what they're doing, coming up next is the Red Show. Dutch, you want to do Neglected Hippo Text because we got 2 minutes left here. So stay tuned for Footer and Peaches. They're going to be talking about fun and positive things, like hopefully their blood test.
And drugs.
And drugs. Plenty, plenty of drugs.
Mostly drugs.
So stay tuned for that. Before they're, by the way, we want to run a minute late on these guys, and their fans are yelling at us.
Oh, they get bitter?
They have fans?
Yeah, they get
mad. Oh, guess he's running late today.
Yeah. So
oh, yeah, they have fans. They are the number one most downloaded show on More Like Radio, and very proud of them, and they love shoving that in every other show's face the way professionals do. So
Dutch, Neglected Hippo Text.
All right, I just want to hear Marie read nothing but big words. Marie is a word size queen. After hearing this cunt's article, I'm kind of wishing we stuck with hipster jokes. And I just erased the whole thing because I hit the X button. Shit. I had a bunch saved. Oh, shit. All right, hold on. Let me go
off. Two Fat Ladies was on BBC Two from October 1996 to September 1999.
Thank you,
Ashley. I already said that.
But I said it better.
REO Speed Oven.
Oh, get it? Because ovens are...
Thanks for listening, guys. The Red Show's coming up next. Listen to
this. We lipped to the end of the day, didn't we?
We really absolutely broke our leg and just fucking crawled. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. Yada, yada, yada.
When you see the last girl like at a track meet, just...
Bye, guys.
Everybody claps, but nobody's actually happy for her because it's like, oh, my God, it's 2 hours
good
in.
Good job, Susan!
Oh, my God. Shut up, you two.
Did you think? You know, I bet those two fat ladies like panini sauce.
They would run faster than some of those bitches. You know, the ones that would just plod ahead.
Do you guys not understand how this works?
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Listen to the Red Show, you guys. You may be awesome.